WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Tomorrow is when the January 6th House Select Committee meets to offer its closing argument and then vote on whether to make criminal referrals to the Justice Department against former President Trump. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides reports from Miami.
As first reported by Politico, the committee is expected to vote to recommend the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. At least three charges are reportedly being considered for referral: insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government.
Just coming in, 11 people have been seriously injured after a Hawaiian Airlines flight hit severe turbulence today. Honolulu Emergency Services says the flight from Phoenix experienced the turbulence about 30 minutes outside of Honolulu. They say 36 people had to be treated by first responders. 20 were taken to hospitals. Title 42 is to expire on Wednesday, and the southern border is seeing an influx of migrants. On CBS's Face the Nation, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez calls it
a dire situation. In El Paso, the city declared a state of emergency. This is something you do when there's a hurricane, a fire, an earthquake. What is happening is it's a hurricane of migrants, and everyone is impacted.
Lionel Messi has finally won the biggest prize in soccer. Argentina beat France 4-2 in a 4-2 in a penalty shootout to claim a third World Cup title, despite Kylian Mbappe scoring the first hat trick in a final in 56 years. At least one person has been killed and four wounded by shelling in a southern Russian region near the border with Ukraine. That's what the governor of the region is saying. More from CBS's MTS Taieb reporting from Ukraine.
In liberated Kherson, life is desperate. Russian attacks on the energy grid have left the city without fuel and power. And one of the few ways to get a hot meal now is to cook over an open fire in the street. Eight-year-old Donna.
There's no electricity. It must be really hard.
It's very hard, she says. Our house is freezing.
With the expected COVID surge occurring at the start of winter, a new survey shows just 14% of eligible Americans have gotten the latest vaccine booster. Appearing on ABC, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Shah says a lot of people don't think they need the protection anymore.
People are confused about whether they need one or not. We're being very clear about this. If you've not gotten a vaccine in the last 6 months, it is essential to go out and get the new updated bivalent.
And Iran authorities arrest the actress of the Oscar-winning movie The Salesman. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in, but hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So, here's what you need to do. Head to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order
WFHR
today,
WFHR weather
tomorrow.
Is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 2 below, tonight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast, tomorrow, chance for snow, high temperatures reach up to 20. Cloudy skies, tomorrow night, snow likely, 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tomorrow through tomorrow night, with another dusting, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 8 above.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mr. Lou Christie with Rhapsody in the Rain, and if you're at all familiar with his body of work, you may sense a pattern here. Just can't put my finger on it. Next up, we have an artist who is a singular entity, sometime actor, all-time eccentric. He is a man who has blazed his own trail and didn't give a darn to who said what. Here is Tom Waits with On a Foggy Night.
It was all upon a foggy night, an abandoned road, in a twilight memory, with no indication of any kind of service station or an all-night garage. I was misinformed, I was misdirected, 'cause the interchange never intersected, leaving me marooned beneath a bloodshot moon, out upon a foggy night, foggy night. All upon a foggy night, it was kind of an abandoned road, a blurred, broken collage. Is that a road motel? I can't really tell. You gotta tell me, is that a vacancy lot? There's no consolation. What kind of situation to be aimlessly askew amidst a pile of blue on just like a spell you spin. This precarious pandemonium. Rosalind, I'm stranded all upon a fucking ass. For a Broadway arcade, it's you win, tails I lose, I'm rambling, I'm gambling, all up on a foggy night, foggy night, foggy night. You got the vice grips on my personality. It's all up on a fucking night. 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 Well, upon a faggot
night. There's a blizzard coming on, how I'm wishing I was home. Boy, my pony's lame and he can't hardly stand. Listen to that norther sigh. If we don't get home, we'll die. But it's only 7 miles to Marianne. It's only 7 miles to Marianne. You can bet we're on her mind, for it's nearly supper time. And I'll bet there's hot biscuits in the pan. Lord, my hands feel like they're froze, and there's a numbness in my toes. But it's only 5 more miles to Marianne. It's only 5 more miles to Marianne. That wind's howling and it seems mighty like a woman screams. And we'd best be moving faster if we can. And just think about that barn with that hay so soft and warm. For it's only 3 more miles to Marianne. It's only 3 more miles to Marianne. Dan, get up, you ornery cuss, or you'll be the death of us. I'm so weary, but I'll help you if I can. All right, Dan, perhaps it's best that we stop a while and rest. For it's still 100 yards to Marianne. It's still 100 yards to Marianne. Late that night, the storm was gone, and they found him there at dawn. He'd have made it, but he just couldn't leave old Dan. Yes, they
found him there on the plains, his hands froze to the reins. He was just 100 yards from Mary Ann.
He was just 100 yards from Mary Ann.
One of the progenitors of post-punk, it's Magazine with About the Weather. Howard Devoto and the gang there. Before that, it was Gentleman Jim Reeves with the sad tale of the blizzard. Classic country with a classic country ending. We have to take a break right now, but when we come back, we've got one half of Steely Dan from his classic album, The Nightfly. But the version I'm going to be playing is from somewhere else. Guess you'll have to stay tuned to find out what it is. You're listening to WFHR.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
A shadow crossed the blue Miami sky as we hit the causeway by. Rush the big hotels.
And that is a lovely live version of Walk Between the Raindrops by Donald Fagen from a concert where he played the entire Nightfly album live. I like that one. That's really cool. I dig it. I also want to thank Bob for suggesting that one. Great choice, Bob. I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of girl groups. And here's one that, frankly, I'd never heard of before, because they have one of the most magnificent names of any girl group I have ever seen, Reparata and the Delrons. And it was news to me, but they did record a very fun song, which I'm going to play for you now. Here they are with Weather Forecast.
Once I fell out, the sunny world. Asking myself, why should I work so hard? Sit and dream about the days to come. Half undressed, just soaking up the sun. Sitting here, I hope I don't get fried. 2 years ago, you know, I almost died. And yet there's nothing better for your soul than lying in the sun and listen to rock and roll. Quite so fine. It's letting the sun rejuvenate your mind. Don't get me wrong, I really dig the moon. But it was 4 in the afternoon when I wrote this tune. And now the sun's about to fade away. I'm feeling better than I felt for days. You know there's nothing better for your soul. Sun and listen to rock and roll. Sunny days. Oh, sunny, sunny, sunny days. Ain't nothing better in the world, you know, than lying in the sun with your radio. Sunny days. Oh, sunny, sunny, sunny days. Ain't nothing better.
Possible dream, finale of scene, the moment that some call eternal, that some call insane. Now helmets on each head, awaiting the first lead. The pageant is named the pencil rain. The infantry stands and holds out its hands. The marshal's binoculars focus and skyward they train. They're searching the yonder blue. They look out for number two. The heraldry of
the pencil rain. Pencil rain, the pencil rain, the pencil rain, the pencil rain.
We have several songs in a row there, and I'm going to list them backwards from most recent. We had They Might Be Giants with Pencil Rain. Before that, we had Lighthouse with Sunny Days. And before that, we had Teenage Head with Tornado. We have to take our final break right now, but when we come back, we have a song from the 50s that's weird. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. People in the 50s were so weird. This is WFHR.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station. Then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
Hello there. Let me tell you about my love affair. I met him in Chicago. It was 33. I looked at him and said, then in Philadelphia, it was 49. We danced on the bandstand and had a crazy time. Our third date was in New York. It was 52. We had a quarrel and he said, I'll be seeing you. I had to find my loving man, so I went to Boston. It was swinging. Too much. St. Louis was the most. Then I headed for the coast. I found him in San Francisco. It was 68. I grabbed him and kissed him by the Golden Gate. He proposed in Los Angeles. It was 71. He decided that marriage to me could be lots of fun. And Las Vegas was 107, real hot. We gambled on love, and I gave it all I've got. Oh, by the way, he's a weatherman. Need I say more?
And that very progressive-y sounding song that you just heard was The Snow Goose by Camel. And before that, Weather Report Love by Nancy DuPont. The 50s were weird. Up next is a song that sounds cheery and happy, but it's actually a savage satire on the upper classes in the UK. Our friends the Kinks are going to sing this song, and whether your name is Lola or you're a dedicated follower of fashion, here's Sunny Afternoon.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying.
presently. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. So pleasantly live this.
Those last couple of songs you heard were On the Sunny Side of the Street with Django Reinhardt and Massive Attack with Weatherstorm. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Seth Face the Music this week. We'll be back next week with more songs for you to enjoy. Bye-bye.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry.